Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup, and today we will continue our study of the Book of Iyov, focusing on chapter 21, in which Iyov gets the final word in the debate with his friends on the problems of Rasha Vetovlo. He opens with a request that his friends listen closely and patiently. Shim'u shamoa milati, v'tihi zot tanchumoteichem. Listen carefully to my words. Let this be your consolation to me. Rashi explains this last phrase. Iyov beseeches his friends, if you would hear me out, I would deem it the best consolation. In contrast, Malbim reads this phrase ironically. He would translate it as, just hear me out, as I expect no other consolation from you. Given that his friends fail to display any sympathy for Iyov's pain and plight, and offered no words of comfort and commiseration, the least they can do is silently and patiently hear him out before proceeding to mock or condemn him. This interpretation is consistent with the following verses. Sa'uni, v'anoch yadaber, v'achar dabri tal'ig. Bear with me while I speak. Then, after I have spoken, you may go on mocking. Iyov then adds, Ha'anochi le'adam sichi, v'im madua lo tiktzaruchi. Is my complaint about a human being? Why then should I not be impatient? Malbim suggests that Iyov is saying, I'm not discussing a specific individual, and I'm not complaining only about my particular case, but rather I am questioning the entire human condition. Why should I not be impatient with the state of the world in which there are so many immoral and tyrannical evildoers who live long and serene lives? So many Rishoim prosper and live without any fear, as Eliphaz contends. And they don't lose their children to untimely death, as Bildad argued. Nor do they succumb to disease and short lifespans, as Tzofar claimed. Therefore, Iyov demands that his friends pay attention and stop avoiding eye contact. Pnu elai, v'hishamu, v'simu yad al peh. Look at me and be appalled. Clap your hands over your mouths. For the problem stands and is summarized in verses 7 through 9. Madu arishaim yichyu, Atku gam gavru chayil. Zaram nachon lifnehem imam, v'tzeetzaheihem le'enehem. Batehem shalom mipachad, v'lo shevet eloka alehem. Why do the wicked live on, growing old and increasing in power? They see their children established around them, their offspring before their eyes. Their homes are safe, free from fear. The rod of God is not on them. The facts contradict the friend's contention that the wicked inevitably suffer the consequences of their evil actions. On the contrary, it's too often the case that neither the Rishoim nor their families live in trepidation of punishment. Instead, they rejoice and prosper, having no fear of retribution from man or God. Yishalchu katzon avilehem, veyaldehem yirakedun, yisu ketof v'chino v'yismechu lekol ugav, yivalu batov yemehem uverega sheol yechatu. They send forth their little ones as a flock. Their children dance about. They sing to the music of the timbrel and the lyre. They make merry to the sound of the pipe. They spend their years in prosperity and they go down to the grave in peace. The fact that throughout human history so many criminals and barbaric exploiters commit their sins with impunity makes a mockery of divine and natural law. The cruelest among them thumb their noses at religious and ethical imperatives, and they dare God to strike them down. Vayomru lakel, su mimenu, vedat rachecha lo chafatsnu. Ma shakai kinavdenu, umano il kinivgabo. They say to God, leave us alone, we have no desire to know your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? What would we be gaining by praying to him? Is it any wonder that after the horrors of the Shoah, so many, both perpetrators of genocide and their victims of unspeakable cruelty, concluded that there cannot be a God, that there is no God watching. Nevertheless, Iov insists that he will not be counted among those Rishaim, for he did not choose a virtuous life in expectation of reward, and he did not avoid doing evil for fear of punishment. Iov did not lose his faith in God, even if he cannot explain his ways. He declares in verse 16 that even if unethical behavior seems worthwhile, he continues to refuse to stoop to such schemes. Atzat reshaim rachaka meni. Their devices is abhorrent to me. Rashi explains that Iov proudly affirms that even though many evildoers hold on to their ill-gotten gains, he was never inclined to take the unethical path to power and riches, because he always strove to be tam ve'yashar ve'yireh Elokim, and was never an opportunist motivated by rewards or fearful of retribution. Unwittingly, Iov is refuting the Satan's thesis, namely that there are no inherently virtuous humans. The cynical Satan, like so many modern thinkers and philosophers, argued that if people behave in accordance with moral law, they do so only because of the lure of reward, be it in this world or the next, and they avoid violating those laws only for fear of punishment, be it in this world or beyond. Should the link between behavior and consequences be obscured or severed, the true inclinations and motivations would come to the fore. Iov's primary complaint is that given that there are no immediate and apparent punishments for cruel and violent behavior, there is little or no deterrence for the wicked, since they don't really care about the long-term impact of their self-gratifying acts. Furthermore, callous Rishoim don't care if their children and extended families will ultimately reap the bitter consequences and suffer for their father's sins. Therefore, Iov questions the justice in punishing the sons of the wicked for the deeds of their parents. Like Yirmiyahu, who asked, Avot achlu boser v'shinei banim tikhenna? Iov questions the fairness of inflicting suffering on the innocent children for the misdeeds of their fathers. In verses 19 to 21, he laments, Elokai yitzpon lebanav ono, yeshalem elav veyeda, yiru enav kido umechamat shakai yishte, kima cheftso beveito acharav, umispar chodashav chutzatzu. It is said that God stores up the punishment of the wicked for their children. Let him repay the wicked, so that they themselves will experience it. Let their own eyes see their own destruction. Let them drink the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. For what do they care about the families they leave behind when their allotted months come to an end? Then, turning to his friends, Iov asks, Hale'el te'lamed dat? Vehu ramim yishpot? Can anyone teach knowledge to God when he judges even the most exalted? Who can make sense of God's inscrutable judgments that lead to the perverse thoughts of the wicked? It seems that too often good people and evil people meet the same fate, at least in this world. Zeyamut be'etzem tumo, kulo shalanan v'shalev, atinav malu chalav, umoach atzmotav yeshukeh, v'zeyamut b'nefesh mara v'lo achal betova, yachad al afar yishkavu, v'rima dechase aleim. One person dies in full vigor, completely secure and at ease, well nourished in body, bones rich with marrow. And another dies in bitterness of soul, never having enjoyed anything good. Side by side they lie in the dust, and worms cover them both. Consequently, his friends jump to the fallacy that since Iov is suffering the fate that should be meted out to the sinner, he must be a sinner as well. Iov is well aware of their perverse thinking. Hen yadati machshevotechem, umizimot alai tachmosu. Ki tomru ayei beit nadiv, ve'ayei ohel mishkenot reshaim. I know full well what you're thinking, the schemes by which you would wrong me. You say, where now is the house of the philanthropist? And where are the tents where the wicked dwell? Iov concludes this chapter by reproving his friends for their twisted thinking and hurtful words, sadly bemoaning, Ve'ech tenachamuni havel, utshuvotechem nishar me'al. So how can you console me with your nonsense when all that is left of your answers is betrayal? Thank you for learning with me. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rochel Bat Arye Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.